go to the protocols of the elders of Sion. Go to section number 10, paragraph 19. That tells you that they're going to be injecting, inoculating diseases to create the helter-skelter chaos and sickness that which we, the people, are then going to have to depend on our shadow governors and these literally globalist manipulators in order to resolve everything from including our own lives. So this is where it's at in the most important issue facing we the people and God's love for us.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was my friend, Dr. Len Horowitz. And I have to tell you, every time I have Len on, it seems like one of the most important videos I've ever done. And the same is true with this one. Honestly, friends, with this one, if you spread it far and wide, you'll probably help us save some souls. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset, gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you all back. It's Sean from SGT Report. Guys, as you know, I've been slowing things down just a bit lately. I'm not going to chase every story, right? We didn't get into the Titanic sub implosion thing. We're not going to chase our tails as the mainstream horror media does. We're going to slow things down today, and we're going to talk about what's really important to all of us, and that's salvation versus confusion. And in this one with Dr. Len Horowitz, it's salvation versus confusion in life and music, friends. You know what they're doing to the music industry? It is satanic to its core in so many ways. I'll share some quantifiables with you about that in just 1 minute, but let me welcome Len back. Good to see you, Doc. How are you?
Excellent, Sean. Thanks for inviting me back.
It's great to have you. So, Doc, I think we're taking the right approach here to talk about what's really important, and that's the spiritual warfare that's being waged against all of us on this planet. We're going to do that in detail today, and we're going to focus on music, aren't we?
Yeah, and salvation of the soul particularly. So yeah, it's vitally important. This is probably the most important segment that I've ever done, and probably you for your audience have ever heard. Extremely important.
Yeah, and we've got quite a show prepared for you guys. Len Horowitz is going to enlighten us, but let me just show you here, guys. If you don't understand, I know most of you do, head over to my site, thephaser.com, and just type in the search bar, music, and what's going to come up is all of these stories about the satanic music industry. What happens to musicians who decline membership into Skull and Bones? Well, Gunnar Nelson explains in a 1-hour interview. How about this one? Lil Nas X satanic music video reaction. That's from Owen Benjamin, who does a great job. And what did this guy just reveal about the music industry? Well, it's entirely satanic. And down here we have Kimberly Thompson speaking about Beyonce, magic in the music industry. And how about this one? What's wrong with rappers these days? Satanic music industry 2018. Well, let's flash forward to today. I'll head over to Twitter, and here's Doja Cat's new look. Friends, it's overtly satanic. You know it, and I know it. Len, I want to play for you in just 1 second a promotional video from Apple for their new Apple Vision Pro. And by the way, guys, Apple is now overtly, explicitly evil. And thank God this technology is $4,000. I hope it stays that expensive so nobody buys it. Inevitably, the price will come down and people will likely embrace it. But do you think I have that right? The music industry in so many ways is completely captured, controlled, and satanic.
Totally accurate. That's what the show today is about, and basically freeing ourselves from this enslavement.
That's the right word, Len, enslavement. And folks, you have no idea how enslaved future generations will be if they embrace this technology. This is the new Apple Vision Pro, and this product was just announced. Its price point is $4,000. Let's pray it stays that expensive so nobody buys it, because if this becomes affordable, imagine the teenagers. You think you have an unruly teenager now who won't clean his room or do his chores? Wait till your teenager gets addicted to this.
To make all these digital experiences feel real in your space takes an extraordinary amount of technology. Because you wear Apple Vision Pro and your eyes are covered, we engineered a system that uses advanced machine learning to represent you realistically when you're in FaceTime. Your persona dynamically reflects your face and hand movements.
I'm doing well, thank you.
So when you're chatting,
Great.
People see your eyes, hands, and true expressions. To convincingly place content in your space took thousands of groundbreaking innovations and custom technologies. Since your eyes see the world with incredible resolution, we built a micro OLED display system that fits 64 pixels in the same amount of space as a single iPhone pixel and packs 23 million into two panels the size of a postage stamp. That's more than a 4K TV for each eye, giving you jaw-dropping, lifelike clarity. Apple Vision Pro also features our most advanced spatial audio system ever. Personalized sound is delivered directionally to your ear. And audio ray tracing uses sophisticated sensors to understand the materials and objects in your room, so sound feels like it's coming from the world around you. 3D mapping provides a detailed understanding of walls, furniture, and even people, so all experiences look, sound, and feel like they are physically there.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. Guys, if that doesn't make your blood boil, I'm not sure what will. So, Len, here's my thoughts on this. Immerse yourself in the Apple Vision Pro world so that you don't have to participate in the real world. And trust us, Apple says, the experiences will seem like you're right there. Here's the thing. Apple has become a $3 trillion company. And instead of solving hunger problems in the world and helping folks, they've built this immersive technology which will further separate people from reality. That's what's coming. And thank God right now it's $4,000. But pretty soon, you'll probably be able to pick it up at Costco for $250, Len.
Yeah, it's part and parcel of transhumanistic conversion of civilization. What do I mean by that? Transhumans basically have integrated circuitry with artificial intelligence commanding and controlling this whole population manipulation. And so that's where you see the media, which I have expertise in, having a Harvard degree in public health and behavioral science, media persuasion technologies. So when I watch the news, I watch it for the subtle cues and the leads that basically trigger certain emotions and feelings in people. This whole movement into transhumanization, into this artificial intelligence realm, is part and parcel of the satanic manipulation of the population that the music industry is likewise complicit in. And so literally it's a takeover of humanity. And God, in my opinion, and I know a lot of people's other opinion agree, that he's not going to stand for this. You see, there's miracles that are capable of happening, and that's the way God works, is miraculously. And God works using frequencies, musical mathematics. In essence, we are the music. And in essence, the destruction of civilization through an alteration of quote unquote reality and normalizing this vicarious living so that you're not really in interaction. You have an intermediator, you know, mediate form of technology that is required for you to live a real life. All of this is a satanic subversion of humanity at this urgent time in history where we need solutions. And the solution is in 528 frequency, because when you study that and understand that, then you realize why counterintelligence and the trolls on the internet have targeted 528 so heavily to be able to persuade people to engage in this vicarious artificial intelligence transhumanistic movement.
You're so knowledgeable about this stuff, and I couldn't agree with you more. By the way, the music industry is so captured, and it's captured by Rockefeller, right? So Rockefeller music, 432 hertz versus 528 hertz, frequency propaganda. Music, you've written, is the universal language, and musical mathematics is the source of universal contraction. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, you go back beyond the Rockefellers earlier on, and you look at the fact that scripturally, biblically, Lucifer was the fallen angel of music, okay? So the light and the illumination, all of this concept is not the truth. It's a manipulation and a twisting. What we're witnessing is a manipulation and twisting, that satanic sorcery. And ultimately, this goes way back in history. This literally goes way back. The issue becomes, can we regain the Garden of Eden? Can we save our souls? And if those two questions are answered in the affirmative, then the answer is exactly like Jesus preached, exactly like the way. It was entitled the way before it was called Christianity. It is the essence of Jesus's ministry to save souls. What does that mean by saving souls? You go back in history and you realize that prior to 1938, the Rockefellers therein were researching with military industrialists the way in which acoustic weaponry could be used to not simply make people sick or ward off crowds. It was a way, satanically, when you start to think about the effects of sound on matter, on music, on we the people, the seductive and sedative and diversionary manipulation into now a frame of mind where the lyrics as well as the notes cause jarring, cause spiritual suppression as well as manipulation. This is basically the fundamental. We're dealing with Satan versus God. Satan is the angel of fallen angel of music. God created Satan. God created music, and all of the music and all of the creations are all based on frequency mathematics. Musical mathematics is what literally the entire universe, including we the people, are constructed in and by. So when you talk about the suppression of energy and music, and you understand the manipulation that began way, way back, virtually when you think about the fall from the Garden of Eden, what are we talking about? Instead of the truth that shall set us free, God's law that says do this or don't do that, and then you realize that the law is musical mathematics. Righteousness, standing in the kingdom of heaven, is musical mathematics. So if you're Satan and you wish to take over for God and manipulate the population optimally, the great fall comes out of this divine communion where you have faith and trust in God and you follow God's laws. You follow God's musical mathematical matrix of divine design that all of nature is based on, including your carbon six body, goes back to the fundamental composition of your body. Approximately 80% of you is God water. Why do I say God water? Go back, not for a number of reasons, but go back into Genesis 1:1 through 1:8, and you realize that water was there when God was there. Even before God is mentioned, the water is there. And what is water? Water is a liquid, crystal, superconductor of sound and light frequencies. In other words, God can be considered a master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra, constantly singing love songs coming out of water. Now, again, water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. That means what you're hearing me speak now is consistent with what Jesus said and warned us about. Beware of every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the goodness in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. So now you have this whole concept of words, creative instruments of the lips. They're vibrating certain frequencies going off into the environment, including the ears of the people that you're working with. And even your own ears then has an impact musically, mathematically, on your entire physiology and metabolism. Those studies have already been well worked out. Early acoustic weaponry research and development going back, you mentioned Rockefellers, it was in 1938, that late, 1938, after years of acoustic weaponry research, that they decided that for the Western world, for the massive manipulation of the population, we're going to change the music from A444 cycles per second. That's what John Lennon retuned his white piano to play the monumental track, Imagine, in A444C528. This is a little technical for musicians. Just know that when you tune your instruments to A444 as the standard tuning, then your C note, the base of the scale, goes into sync with God's heart, with the heart of nature, with the heart of rainbows, with the heart of bees that are buzzing in a six-sided hexagonal shape honeycomb. They're buzzing 528. And so again, when you think of everything biblically, scripturally, how God breathed the breath of life into us, the breath, oxygen, is being produced by 528 resonating chlorophyll in the plants. The heart of the rainbow, as above, so below. It's true for the heart of the rainbow. It's true for the heart of sunshine. It's true for God's heart, your heart, my heart. And that's 528 nanometers. That's in Oriental medicine, the green chakra, that heart chakra. So that's what we're witnessing. The salvation of the soul, that Jesus's entire ministry, originally called the Way, which was very narrow. We're talking about a very narrow practical applications of the greatest truth. And Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. Your life and your truth is God, is God. The truth is God. When you start to realize that the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, said in a court of law, that's a prayer that you don't omit. You don't misrepresent. You literally tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And so help me, God. So God, then it's a prayer that God comes into, sanctify this holy place called a judge and jury courtroom. So this is the fundamental truth about life and salvation. It's all in the musical mathematics of divine design. That is intelligent design. That is the way God is literally re-manifesting this entire universe, including our own bodies, through our own DNA, which is an antenna to God's sound and light signals. That's what the DNA is. It receives and transmits photons and phonons. Those in science, that's light and sound packets. It's receiving and transmitting, and it's recreating you every nano instant. You're being recreated. Now, not only does this shatter the medical, chemical, pharmaceutical poison paradigm, it literally brings us to understanding what is salvation. What does it mean to be saved for eternity, not simply temporarily for this day and age? It means that you're in communion, that you are in faith, trust in the truth that shall set us free. In God we trust. That is where now this whole concept of 528 frequency that resonates from your heart into God's heart. It's like tuning a radio in a digital tuner. You can get, let's say, 99.6 beautiful clear channel broadcast. You're grooving on the music, but you turn that one tenth of one cycle per second hertz frequency off. One tenth, you get static. You lose the clear channel. That's how narrow the gates of heaven and salvation is. You have to tune directly to love. And that's what 528 is. All of the evidence shows that this is not only the biblical key of the house of David that opens doors that no man can open, closes doors that no man can close. What is that? Spiritual portals. A mortal can't open and close a spiritual portal, but God does all the time. God is administering everything by that same way. And the key of the house of David, and you can recall that David played a healing harp. And what did he do with that harp? He healed people's souls and emotions, including King Saul, who was his bitter enemy. He used the frequency of the key of the house of David. Now, again, what's the symbol of Judaism? It's the six-sided hexagonal-shaped Star of David, what's called Solomon's seal. Why is it six-sided? Because that's the water molecule structure. H2O always has its mate because of the polarity. So now you're looking at the Star of David, which is why all snowflakes are six-sided hexagonal shape, just like your body chemistry. You're a carbon six being. That's organic chemistry. That comes from God's love, God's vibration, God's voice, the words, the spoken vibrations, manifesting us every nano instant. We're being remanifested. So now think about this. How close are we to solving the world's problems? We're extremely close. We just have to grasp this intelligence and what this means. And that's why also evidentiary, why there's so much effort right now to confuse and hash and divert this intelligence on 528 frequency key of the house of David information. That indicates you have a satanic CIA intelligence agency operation. I am witnessing. I'm stunned how important this is to the devil doers. It's so important that they've launched a battalion of trolls on the internet to be able to confuse the chakra systems and the frequencies of music and proclaim that 432 cycles per second, 432 hertz, is far better than 528. There's this whole debate. It's all contrived. It's contrived satanically and administratively through the intelligence agencies. They don't want you to know this greatest truth that shall set humanity free. That's what's going on right now, Sean.
So powerful. Let me just show you guys something here. This is how in sync the Doc and I are. So that was made clear in one of our recent conversations when we talked about the Podesta brothers, Art, Anderson Cooper, and the Biltmore Mansion pool, Len. And I already had this queued up when you mentioned it, Genesis 1. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day, and God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." I wanted to show you guys this too. Everything Len just said is now quantifiable. So this isn't just a conversation where you need to believe what Len is saying. We know that the powers that ought not be understand the technologies that God has equipped us with, and they've stolen all of it. So Nikola Tesla said, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And what did God do? He spoke the world into being. It wasn't the result of a random big bang, friends. You know that. And I played this so many times in the past. When we think about frequency weaponization and the cognitive warfare now being engaged against us on a daily basis, causing discord, disharmony, and dis-ease, think of what's possible. Think of what God would do. Think of the 528 frequency versus the Rockefeller 432 hertz frequency, and just watch what frequency resonance does to salt. Len, you know, I've played this so many times in the past. I'm going to sound this down just a bit. And I want you to talk about what you're seeing here, because this is the proof that what you're saying is true. Sound, the realm of the unseen, is so powerful, and that's what God used to create everything around us. They want us to believe we're just the random result of a big bang, which is completely satanic.
You know, absolutely, Sean. This is based on what's called cymatics. It's the science that studies the effects of sound on matter. And so you see the dimensions, the sacred geometric forms. We are sacred geometric forms. That's what carbon six life is all about. It takes the sound of God's voice and love and 528 creative power, and it literally moves the physical. It's like, you know, Jesus said a little bit of faith is like a mustard seed. You could move mountains with it. Well, the same thing with the creator's technology for creativity, which is musical mathematics. Go back what you said, and you read the Bible first, Genesis 1:1 through 1:8. It talks, like you just mentioned, about the firmament is in the midst of the water. NASA science has proven water is universal. It's all over the universe. They've filmed ice crystals in deep space. They found water under rocks in Mars. So we know water is everywhere, and water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light frequencies. So literally in the beginning, to manifest and create the earth, literally, and the universe really, God spoke into the words, which are sounds, which are electromagnetic frequencies, which are energetic frequencies, bioacoustics in our bodies. Biology, acoustics, literally is what the DNA is vibrating along with photons of light signals, signaling all the cells to stay in line, to stay in the law, to stay with the musical mathematical program of health and well-being. So this whole concept also, look at the Bible verses again. It was the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God. Spirit is energy. Energy is all the same. It's all electrons, negatively charged, alkalizing, antioxidant electrons that are vibrating at the frequency of love, pure tone. Love is the universal healer. So it's literally creating the law within our own DNA, our cellular upregulation. In science, it's called cellular upregulation, whereby the sound signals are coming into the DNA antenna and being sent out to the rest of the cells and tissues and body organs, re-manifesting them every nano instant. Now, think about how important what you were showing us about the Apple new artificial intelligence reality. This, what we're talking about scripturally, is the truth that shall set us free, is the life, is God, is Jesus, and Jesus's message of profound love. And Jesus said, come out of her, my people, move out of this deceptive realm, move out of this satanic sorcery manipulation of the population financially with usury, enslaving all of us to this culture. The culture now that's offering us transhumanistic conversion using artificial intelligence. And we need to now have a reality that's based on this technology instead of a real life. So this, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her insanity, her hypocrisy, her great plagues. So this is the message. This is the salvation message. This is the soul salvation. Because again, if you've got the Holy Spirit power of love moving upon the face of the waters, that's what the Holy Spirit does in your body. when you go to sleep exhausted and you wake up in the morning suddenly refreshed. How did that happen? It happened because all night long you've been blessed with the power of love and the glory of God that's blessed you with restoration of health, which is your program. Your program, your DNA is programmed to follow the law. The law is, again, musical mathematics. And so you're basically righteousness, right standing in that law, puts you in divine communion with the Creator. And there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven, the Bible tells you, is the firmament out of which the creative energy flows and manifests reality, including sunshine. That's the firmament. It's also called the kingdom of heaven, the Bible says right up front in Genesis. But it's also the quantum field in physics. It connects to the black holes, where suddenly you have a hole with nothing in it, suddenly out of which a whole universe springs. This is the technology. This is also the technology that the different dimensions have already been proven, along with God's existence, as well as the continuation of the soul after death, by my colleagues who have proven this mathematically, Edward Close, mathematician genius, and Vernon Nepi, a brilliant medical psychiatrist who's involved in metaphysics and the science and musical mathematics of creation. They call it a triadic vortex, where there's three dimensions, but actually they've now determined there are nine dimensions of reality. Right here, right now, you see me in maybe three dimensions, but right around me are the angels of protection. Right around me is where the spiritual battles are continuing for every single one of us. So basically, to have this understanding at this extremely important, urgent time in history enables us to recreate that which is missing and broken, and that which is satanic. Literally, we need to replace it. And we have now the opportunity with this intelligence. And it is the most important information, because this is the main technology for manipulating the masses completely. Starts musically, mathematically, fundamentally. It's the frequencies of manipulation that A440, when they changed it in 1938, that's basically what they did. They created in musicology what is called the devil's tone. The devil's tone, imagine that, at the heart of the D major chord. And I'm reading counterintelligence disinformation on the internet, massively output by thousands of agents, probably hundreds of CIA operatives, trolls, who are trying to take away from this magnificent intelligence, this wonderful life-saving healing, as well as soul-saving information.
Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset. Gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
So anyway, it's an interesting time in history.
Yeah, it sure is. And let me just say that these intelligence agencies, they want to capture humanity in the same way that Lucifer wants to capture humanity. They want us dumbed down, and they don't want us to participate in our own lives. Thus, Apple Vision Pro, guys. And let me just show you one other thing here. For anybody who doesn't understand or doesn't agree with Len, or for atheists out there who think, well, this is all nonsense. There is no God. There is no Satan. Well, guess what? These people firmly believe in Lucifer. I'm not going to play any of this, but just type in satanic death rock or death metal to YouTube, and you'll be absolutely shocked at what comes up. These people embrace the dark side. They embrace discord, disharmony, and dis-ease. And I think that's the crux of this conversation. God gave us order by design. These people want disorder, and they want chaos. And you said something very important, which is the ultimate truth. Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the life. If God and Jesus is the truth, then what was also said in the Bible is, Len, and you know this, the life is in the blood. I think now we've gotten to the point in this conversation where we can fully understand why they released a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine that changes and alters people's blood.
Yeah, well, this goes into the whole realm of energy warfare, bioenergy, bioacoustic weaponry and warfare. And this also relates to the 5G technology, the wireless technologies, as well as the vaccination intoxications, because this is the nano bioelectronic devices such as graphene, which we have the antidote for. But basically, this is where the technology is utilizing the frequencies. There's even one major company now called Frequency Therapeutics that the main officials from Pfizer have actually spawned. And they're engaged in this technology, but they're not engaged in it like you and I are. They're looking how to continue to control the population using this information. You know, I want to go back to what you just said about the demonic sorcery that's ongoing in the music industry. And again, you've got to come out of that. You've got to come out of it. Otherwise, you're going to be dumbed down, mind controlled, spiritually suppressed and enslaved like all these other menaces to themselves and society.
100%. Can I just say something, though? Let me just jump in. I'm so sorry, but let me just jump in and show people. If they don't understand, I know my audience does, but for those listening who don't understand, let me show you how insidious this is. This music industry, which is captured, and the people that are thrusted into fame, you have to wonder, what did they sign? What did they sign away to gain this kind of fame? You guys remember Lil Nas X in that song, Old Town Road? Featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. This thing is said to be like the most listened to, most downloaded song in history. That makes zero sense to me. It's not even a good song. But what happened after Lil Nas X got his fame? He was given this historic rise to fame. Well, he released this video, Lil Nas X Montero, Call Me By Your Name, featuring Lil Nas X writhing in hell on Lucifer. On Lucifer's lap. I'm not going to play it. People have seen it. I've shown it in the past. I just wanted to share that with the audience, Len. This is an overt attack on Christianity and the order of the universe.
Let me add to that another event that Sherry Kane and I covered years ago. And there's a video that's called the Paris Attacks video that's up, I think, still up on, it's been hammered and hacked, but I think it's still back up on revolutiontelevision.net. The Paris attacks video, back when the quote Eagles of Death Metal band played at the Bataclan Theater, yeah. I think it was 2015 thereabouts. Who booked that band was Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ari Emanuel, who ran the William Morris Endeavor Agency. So the Democratic deep state cohort, literally controlling the music industry, ties in a terroristic massacre of 130 some odd people in Paris, France. But this is part and parcel of what the industry does. You and I covered previously the Houston event where they were totally insane. In our opinion, it was a frequency experiment. A bioweaponry, acoustic weaponry, satanically possessed. The images, everything about it was a virtual dedication to the satanic sorcery. And also take a look at the Harvest 96 Festival in Las Vegas. There, likewise, Sherry and I did a book, The Las Vegas Deep State Massacre. You can get these books on healthyworldstore.com virtually exclusively. Although Amazon, I don't think, has that one yet. But basically, the deep state massacres that are occurring tie this manipulation of the music industry to the actual death and satanic manipulation of the listeners and the audiences. So that's a vitally important as corroborating evidence. You compile enough evidence over and over again, you see the same picture, the evil, the criminality, the psychopathology. You see it expressed over and over again in the music industry and Hollywood and our entire media, which is manipulating not just our minds, but our souls and spirits energetically as well. And suddenly now you realize this is where the power is. The main source of the power, you have a competition between God and the creative technology that God wields versus Satan, who's attempting to manipulate and basically divert all of this godly technology for use for depopulation, destroying populations, sickening populations most profitably. They sell their drugs, they sell their chemicals, they sell their surgical procedures. They've never taken responsibility for any of the sickness and disease that they manufactured in laboratories, such as HIV, AIDS, Ebola, Marburg. These are all laboratory constructions like COVID-19. They sicken and enslave us. They never go right to where the diagnosis is. The heart of the problem is you got to find out through seeing through to the root of the disorder. That's called diagnosis, upon which all treatment. They don't want treatment, so they never fully diagnose what's going on. They say it's a mystery. Oh, it's such a mystery that massive amounts of our children, our future generations, are literally manipulated and damaged by their brains and the mercury toxicity that they injected into their bodies, and that this is a satanic sorcery problem that goes way back. For example, go to the protocols of the Elders of Sion, S-I-O-N. FBI has a copy online for free. Pull it up. Go to section number 10, paragraph 19. That tells you that they're going to be injecting, inoculating diseases to create the helter-skelter chaos and sickness that which we, the people, are then going to have to depend on our shadow governors and these literally globalist manipulators in order to resolve everything from including our own lives. So this is where it's at. This is really where the rubber meets the road today, right now, in the most important issue facing we the people and God's love for us.
So important. I'm so glad you brought up the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Guys, you can read about that for yourself. It seems like a blueprint, right? That's being followed to this day. Now, it's called disinformation, of course. So you better not read it, because the powers that ought not be say, it's a forgery, it's a fraud, it's not actually happening, when everything written in that thing is pretty much going to plan, and it seems like a blueprint for what they're doing to humanity right now. I apologize, Len, for interrupting earlier. I think you were going to talk about 5G, and as we round out the conversation, I do want to talk about the frequency warfare against all of us, and 5G, I think, is going to be a huge component of that. And again, the mainstream media says nothing but a conspiracy theory, never mind the fact that 5G technology can be weaponized. It is a military technology, and here's the thing I don't understand. 4G works just fine. You and I can have a conversation. You're down in Florida, or I don't even know where you are right now, but probably Florida. I'm in a northern state. We're having this conversation in live time. Your video looks great. The audio sounds good. What in the heck do we need 5G for if it's not for waging war against us? I really do wonder.
Well, that's exactly what it's all about. Their whole objective is to defeat God. To defeat God, you've got to suppress the souls and spirits of people, of we the people. That's what Jesus's ministry, why it was so important, why it still is so important, and why Jesus is still working right now on these other dimensions to enable us to awaken to this tragedy. And in terms of the frequency and the frequency weaponry and warfare, the implementation of 5G and even 6G, it's going faster and faster. And the reason is because, again, it fits into the transhumanistic objective to convert civilization, to convert we the people from a real reality into our artificial intelligence vicarious reality, where we need these glasses, we need these implants, we need the biochips, we need the vaccination intoxications in order to get us engaged in this pseudo realm of reality that's most profitable and literally most condemning of we the people and our freedom. We no longer have freedom when our entire lives, our health, our wellness, our social interactions are all depending on 5G or big tech technologies. And we are enslaved thinking that we need this in order to survive and thrive. So that's how effective that's their objective. And that's how effective they have been at waging this war, this cognitive warfare on the consciousness of we the people.
Len, you and I resonate at the same frequency. I just love it. We could talk about this for 2 hours. One thing I do want to just say, though, here as we round out the conversation, I want people to know that there are products that are created to help people versus the products coming out of big pharma and the corporations that want to destroy us and our families, products that are designed to harm us. But just one more thing quick. RFK Jr. has accused Anderson Cooper of being paid $12 million to promote the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. That's in addition to the $12 million a year CNN pays him to spread lies and misinformation to the American people and people around the world. So standing in stark contrast to that are products for your health, over at healthyworldstore.com. Guys, if you want to support Dr. Len Horowitz, then I would strongly urge you to invest in yourself and get some OxySilver with 528. Get some Liquid Dentist with 528. These are products that are created, literally created to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let me just share what I love most about OxySilver. I don't know if you can see OxySilver, but on this monitor particularly. But you see, OxySilver is not just a broad spectrum antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal. It makes all vaccines and all antibiotics, poisonous antibiotics, obsolete. It not only does that, but it models for the world how it is that God literally does the healing through the Holy Spirit, which is energy, which is particularly love 528 frequency. And so OxySilver is extraordinary in that it's not only a great antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal, it is a wonderful model to show the world how powerful we can combine our own heartfelt loving intention and faithful prayers with a supplement that enhances prayer power, because the water structuring, you see, water, I mentioned, is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. In this case, it's superconducting the water memory in the structured water technology that we've created and developed from this understanding. It's infused, the memory of the water superconductor is infused with 528 frequency. And then you not only have the water being a superconductor, you have the nanoparticle silver. So don't be confused. This is not colloidal silver by any stretch of the imagination. It is a nanoparticle silver, which is a superconductor of sound and light signals. Again, think about energy, electrons flowing to your lighting system. Copper is used. Silver and gold join copper as the three most powerful superconductors of electron energy in the periodic table of elements. So OxySilver demonstrates that you can actually use a simple silver hydrosol solution that is imparted with the memory of 528 frequency love, the universal healer, and couple that with your own prayer, as we recommend people use OxySilver with prayer, because we understand the technology, the frequency resonant vibration of pure love is in 528. So you have coherence between your heart's intent, loving intention to heal, and what the medicine is that you're now taking to complement that, to actually bring that about. That is exactly why OxySilver is so extremely important as a model for the rest of the world. Now, having said all of that, it took me years. It took me years to figure out how come people were reporting in the review sections for OxySilver, how come they were reporting all of these other miraculous healing events from simply taking OxySilver as directed. And then it dawned on me after further researching for years, literally, I realized that this is a generic cure. Love is a generic cure. Love is the universal healer. So if you know that pure tone love is 528, and you now superconduct it twice by the OxySilver water and the OxySilver nano silver, you've got a double superconductor that joins your own heart, which is a superconductor radiating frequency. That's divine communion. Faithful prayer puts you in direct contact with God, with Jesus, with the love that's there for restoration, for miraculous healing. And then you add the understanding that 528 frequency is the miracle note of the original solfeggio musical scale. That divine revelation came out of the 1998 publication of Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. It's one of my three national bestsellers. Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse showed us the original musical scale by which the hymn to St. John the Baptist was sung. That's the most spiritually uplifting hymn of all the ages, was censored, was suppressed by the Roman Catholic Church. And even it was suppressed by the rabbis, the Kohanim and the Levitical priests. Because where we got this, as you'll read in Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, it's in a Bible code that we decrypted by the grace of God and Jesus. It was a code in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83. I don't have time here to get into it, but you can read the book and you can follow it. You don't need a computer to see the code. The third note, which is the gold offering in the section of the Bible where the gold offering is repeated every six verses, because the musical scale, the solfeggio, was six tones. The hymn to St. John the Baptist was in six notes. The third note, do, re, mi, today, mirigistorum. The mi note is mirigistorum in Latin, miracles. Now you understand why suddenly it took me years to realize we're working with miracle technology. OxySilver is a great example, demonstrates. Read the testimonials online. You'll see amazing things that I never even dreamed that this product could produce, but it does. And so that's OxySilver. We've talked about another fantastic product where we integrate 528 frequency into the base water structure, silver, nano silver structured water to produce liquid dentist. You swallow it, it's delicious tasting. It not only reverses tooth decay, not only reverses gum disease, makes your teeth feel so super smooth and clean. It feels like you, after 2 days, after a 3 to 9 minute swish, you know, you brush and floss thoroughly first. So you coat the teeth with the liquid dentist and you swish with it for 3 to 9 minutes. I do it in the shower. It's very convenient. And then your teeth feel super smooth, like hygienist smooth and clean for up to 3 days. You go, whoa. But that's not even the best. The best part is now that you literally can swallow it. It's delicious tasting, but it literally imparts a bit of OxySilver technology. It starts with the literally solution of OxySilver at a low, 3 parts per million approximately, rate. And so you get the OxySilver blessing, as well as you get a superconductor of sound and light through the 520 frequency, reversing tooth decay, reversing gum disease, but it also creates a natural, when you swallow it, a natural nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of germs that are resident in people's mouths. So this is why you can use this understanding to revolutionize every industry. I'm revolutionizing what's called electroceuticals. I've pioneered a field that's based on the truth that shall set us free, the musical mathematical matrix of divine design and miraculous manifestations. This is God's technology we've been blessed with at this extremely important time in history. This is the key of the house of David. Go back into the Bible, read the section of the book of Revelation. You realize that preaching to the church of Philadelphia, brotherly love, the survivors, those who are the remnant at this end times, they are the remnant. They are awake. They're in love with God. They're in love with service. They're in love with love. They understand this is most important. This is the sixth angel comes in the book of Revelation and delivers the key of the house of David. That is 528 frequency, in my estimation, my conclusion, based on a massive amount of intelligence.
Man, I love having you on. All right, so for anybody who thinks this is just woo, let me just assure you, products created with purpose and love and order like these products are worth your time, and it's worth the investment in yourself, in my opinion. And you get to support Dr. Len Horowitz. I'll leave the link below to healthyworldstore.com, guys. You can also buy the books from Dr. Len Horowitz on this site. But let me show you, for those who think this was all just woo, the conversation's entirely woo, you're free to believe that, but let me tell you, the frequency weaponization is real, as is the cognitive warfare being waged against us, as is the toxic food, right? I just did an interview with Diane Kaiser. They're feeding us toxic sludge. How about this one? Arsenic in the baby food. Friends, that can't happen by accident. How about this one over on my site, thephaser.com? Massive organic fraud, science fraud and label fraud across the food industry. And of course, we know about the vaccine dangers, but here's a good one. 10 worst food companies that are poisoning you daily and lying about it. Friends, there is a war on all of us. We talk about that in nearly every conversation. And if you want to take the leap of faith and get great products that can help you and your family, I would advise you to check out healthyworldstore.com. Take a look at Liquid Dentist, OxySilver with 528, CBD with 528, etc. Therefore, and you will be supporting our good friend, a friend of truth, a friend of light, a friend who believes in Jesus being the truth, the way, and the life, Dr. Len Horowitz. I love you, man. Thank you for coming on today. Appreciate you.
Love you, Sean, too. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Friends, I hope you enjoyed that one. It was far-reaching, yes. Very detailed. The satanic music industry is controlled, and they are waging war against our children. That's the bottom line, against our children and our families. But it's not just a war against we the people. It's a war, literally a war against God, because they hate God. And I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. Check out healthyworldstore.com. The link is below, friends. And for real news every single day, absolutely for free, visit us at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird, mainstream media, CIA, Anderson Cooper, CNN lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
So the entire Ukrainian flag, which is all fiction, is a satanic symbol no different than the pride flag, because we're fighting the demons of Ukraine. That's why Ukraine is the truth. Ukraine is the truth. When people realize the adrenochrome harvesting, the organ harvesting, right, the child sacrifice, the gun operations, human trafficking, human, I'm talking about adults, all of the money laundering operations in the world run through Ukraine.